Baz and Ali.
Okay, now seeing as this morning we heralded the NASA James Webb Space Telescope pictures, I thought today's hard word I could give you would be quite galactic. Would you like that?
A galactic hard word.
It's a little
word.
Spacey.
Okay.
Okay, it is quasar, as in Q-U-A-S-A-R, quasar. Okay. Now, does this mean a celestial body that orbits the sun? Mm. Does it mean a supermassive black hole that sucks in material? Or a cloud of dust and gas in space? I mean, like, it could be any of those things. Now, they are all space things. So I have pulled things that are actual terminologies for all different things. There's a nebula in there. There's also something else. And then there's the quasar. So if you can decipher what a quasar is, then you get the hard word today.
Look, I think it's a cloud of dust, a quasar.
Are you sure that's not a nebula?
Are you guiding me here?
I think that might be a nebula.
Oh, is it? Yeah, no,
yes.
It's not that one. You're right.
Maybe.
Now, I think it could be a black hole.
I think that would actually be more correct. I think it could be a black hole.
Jesus, you make this easy.
It could be a black hole because a quasar is a supermassive black hole that sucks in materials. It's like, it looks like a star in a telescope, but then they reckon that this has enough energy in it for it to create more planets, like black holes and exploding
That's
and all
where
that.
It starts.
And nebula is a cloud of dust and gas in space. And a planet is just a celestial body that orbits the sun. So
I thought quasar was a place you take the kids to have some fun.
I think that's with a Z.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but right. Yeah, you're right. That takes me back. Anyway, quasar, today's hard word right here on The Wave.